Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Gimel. Chulin Daf Gimel. Yesterday, I just wanted to mention, yesterday we discussed why it is that the Rama writes and that the first Tosfos in the Masechta mentions the idea that maybe women should not do Shechita. The Rama, in the first Si'if in Yerodeya, the Shulchan Aruch says, HaKol Shochtin L'Chadchila Afilu Nashim, and the Rama says, Yeshom She'en Lan Yechlu Nashim L'Shechot, Holu Kvar Nogu Shelo L'Shechot, that the minig is that women shouldn't do Shechita. So just a couple of added points. I got an email from Shai Schechter that if I look in his father's sefer, in the first piece of his father's notes on the Rav Shiurim, he has a much more expanded version of what we said yesterday about the din of Minoy. So just a couple of additional points. First, one explanation of why it is that women can't do Shechita. Beis Yosef wonders, the Rama says that women don't do Shechita because the minog is that they don't do Shechita. And minog is Mevata Halacha. So Beis Yosef wonders that I understand very well if women wanted to shecht and we didn't allow them to, so that's a minhag. But if no woman there's just no women shochtin, so is that a minhag? The fact that no one does it is a minhag? Can you have a minhag in the negative and just shave yaltasa? Generally, we assume lo re'inu ein araya. The fact that we don't see that something happened is not a raya that it's not allowed to happen. It could just be that it never happened. So the shach in Sifkat Nalef writes that maybe we're assuming like the sheet of the Ma'arik that when it comes to a minhag, that lo re'inu is a raya. When it comes to halacha, when it comes to din d'rabban din d'oraisa, lo re'inu ein araya. But when it comes to a minhag, maybe lo re'inu is a raya. And based on that, he explains that's why the Rama twice in Hilchos Avelus assumes that a certain minhag takes effect even though it's only b'shevi al tasa. First of all, the Rama writes in Yerodeya Simshin Pei Alf Sif Aleph that minhadin, one rechitas panav yadav raglav, to wash one's hands, face, and feet with hot water, and to wash one's entire body with cold water is usur only during Shiva. But ha'idna nagu, but the minhag is that we ask for kol shloshim. What do you mean minhag? To not wash, to not do something, is a minhag? So elamai, yeah, that there is a lo re'inu is a raya when it comes to a minhag. Also, the Rama in Simshin Peita Siv Gimel writes, yesh omim da'asu lo'avel lilvosh bigdei Shabbos toch dalet shvuros harishonim. That some say novel shouldn't wear bigdei Shabbos during the first 4 weeks. And then it's mutter, even alav vi'imo. But ach nagu isser kol yud beis chodesh alav vi'imo. They're knowing an isser for all yud beis chodesh for av vi'imo. And again, what do you mean no hagen isser? Knowing not to do something, is there such a thing as a minhag not to do it? But again, it fits in very nicely if you assume, like the sheet of the Marik, that there can be a minhag that lo re'inu is a raya when it comes to a minhag. That was all one approach. But the second approach is what we mentioned yesterday. I mentioned B'Shem Rabbi Ginnah, because that's where I heard it from. Rav Shechter has in his notes from Rav Soloveitchik also, that since our minhag is that when we don't just trust anybody to do Shechita, in order for someone to do Shechita, we require them to receive a Kabbalah, which is like a smicha for Shechita. So maybe that changes Shechita and makes Shechita a minoy hakal. It makes it a position of a minoy, of a type of srara, where you're appointed to the position. And maybe that's why nashim don't shecht. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Melachim, Ein ma'midin isha b'malchus, shenemar alecha melech, v'lomalka, that a woman can't be in a position of malchus because it says melech v'lomalka. Kol mesimos shebisrael in man behem ish. That for any appointment, you always have to have a man be appointed. You can't have a woman be appointed as the shochet ha'ir. That's a minoy also, perhaps. And that's why women don't do the shechita. Now, Rav Shechter points out that, and he pointed out when he was here for Shabbos also, that Rav Moshe in Yerodeya Chelek Beis Sim Mem Dal Mem Hei discusses whether a woman could be a mashkiach. And he says, you know, Rov Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and think that it's, yeah, Melech V'lo Malka, but other than that, other Minuyim women are allowed to have. And he says, therefore, B'Shas Adchak, Nebuch and Almano, whose husband was a Mashkiach, and it's her only form of Parnasa, to be Somech, to allow her to be a Mashkiach. But Rav Shechter said, you see from Rav Moshe's language, at least L'Chadchila, when it's not a Shas Adchak, you should be Choshish for the Shitas Rambam, and not to appoint a woman to any position of Srara, even if it's not the Malka. And the Raya that women are possible to Shecht only because of Minoy and not because of anything else, all the other reasons we gave yesterday, is the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Kolbo that a woman could Shecht Li'atzman. Women are allowed to Shecht Chashach for themselves. So what do you mean? Why should that make a difference? If it's a Chashash that they're going to faint or that they're... So why are they allowed a Shecht for themselves? So Elamai, you could, based on this, it makes a lot of sense that since women are only possible Shechita because of a Minoy Nisrara, that they can't put them in a position of authority over other people. Well, if they're Shechting the Atzman, then it's not a position of authority over other people, and that would be totally fine. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, Sifir Aleph says that if the Kahal makes a Cherim, that you're not allowed a Shecht unless you're a known Shochet who's been the Shochet of the community, and someone else Shecht, someone comes in from the outside and Shechts, his Shechita is Aser. Shulchan Aruch quotes, you can't eat from his Shechita. So the Shach says the reason is because he's considered Chashul also Davar. If he's going to come in and do this, so how can you trust the guy Shechita if he's such a lowlife that he's going to come in and violate the community's Cherim? But Lechora, even without that reason, you could say that simply it's a violation of the Minoy, that no one who's not Mimana on the, who hasn't been appointed as a Shochet Ir, is allowed to participate in the Shechita. The Nafkamina would be, what if you have someone who didn't know that there was a Cherim? So if you're going to go with the reason that how can you trust this guy, he's violating the Cherim, well, if he didn't know there was a Cherim, then you have every reason to trust him. But if it's just a violation of the Minoy, then it doesn't matter whether he knows it or not, he's not Mimuna. The only problem with all this, with this entire approach about Shechita being a Minoy, is the fact that the halacha is, the Torah writes, Avadim Meshuchrarim are Ksherim Lishchot, that an Evan Meshuchrar, who's a Ger, he's allowed to Shecht. And the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Hei Amud Beis says that Ger is not allowed to be appointed as a Melech because he's not Mikerev Achecha. And Kol Masimel Shatamesim, they always have to be, all appointments have to be Mikerev Achecha. So if it's a din of Mino, why is a Ger okay and a woman not okay? So Rav Salvechik explained that maybe a Ger is kosher for a Minoy. He's just not kosher for a Minoy of Srara, meaning for an appointment, for an official capacity in the community, that a Ger is kosher for. It's just for a position of Srara, lording over other people, that a Ger is not kosher for. Whereas a woman is not even kosher for a position of Minoy. Anything that's an official capacity in the community, a woman would not be kosher for. What about the fact that it's widely accepted, even if a woman can't be a shul president, that a woman could be a president of the sisterhood? Isn't that an official capacity? So in a footnote here in the Shiri Rav, Rav Shechter points out that maybe you could say that ein ze nechshav al pidin kiminoy al tzibur, that since a group of women doesn't have a status of a tzibur, maybe that's not considered a minoy on the tzibur, and therefore it's not a minoy at all, forgetting about sarari even, it's not even a position of minoy. Okay, just wanted to clarify that point. Now, going further, today's daf is all one sugya, and it's a sugya that we started yesterday. The Gemara asked the question that it seems like it's a stira minei ubei in the first line of the Mishnah. Mishnah starts out by saying, hakol shochtin, sounds like it's a din lechadchila, everyone's allowed a shecht, and then the very next words, Shechitas and Ksheira. Sounds like it's only b'di'evet. So what do we make of that line? And then how do we read Vayter when it says, and Kulan Sheshachtu, V'acherim Rono, son that they're Shechitas Ksheira. Who's the V'kulan in the Mishnah? So we had one approach yesterday. There are a total of six approaches. The other five we're going to have in today's daf. We had one approach yesterday, and that was the approach of Rabba Bar Ula, where Rabba Bar Ula says, Hakol Shechtin means that a Tamei person is allowed L'chadchila to Shecht Chulin, even if it's Chulin Shnas Valtaras HaKodesh. And when we say B'diyeved, that the next line in the Mishnah, Shechitas and Ksheira, that's talking about a Tamei Shechting Hegdish. That a Tamei person Shechting Hegdish, B'diyeved, if they're able to tell us that they didn't touch it, or if he's not around to ask, so then B'diyeved, you're allowed to rely on their Shechita. So we left off right in the middle of that discussion. We're about 8 to 10 lines before the end of the page. Hi Tamei B'mkdasha Mehacha Nafka. Says Gemara, really? That's what our Mishnah is teaching us. The din of a Tamei Shechting Hegdish, that a Tamei who Shechts Hegdish, as long as he didn't touch the Basar, that it's okay. We learn it from here? Mehasa Nafka. We have a totally different Mishnah that teaches us this din of a Tamei that Shechts Hegdish from Mishnah Zvachim. Kol Apsul Sheshachtu Shechitas and Ksheira, Shechita Ksheira B'zarim B'nashim B'avadim U B'tmeim, anyone who's possible a shechts or shechitos kasher, because shechitos is allowed to be done by zarim, nashim, avadim, and even tmeim. V'afil b'katche kachem, v'achli tmeim, nogim b'basar. Even katche kachem, as long as the tamei people don't touch the basar. So you see very clearly from the Mishnah in Zvachim that a tamei person is allowed a shechts. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. So says the Gemara now, hacha ikir, hasam, I did tana sharp psulim, tana nami, tamei b'mukdashim. Over here is really the main place where we're taught the din that a tamei is allowed a shechta hakdish. Over there, once we're teaching all the other psulim, we mention a tamei person as well. But over there, it's not really about a tamei. It's about nashim zarim. It's about all these other people that are normally pasul to do avoda being allowed to shecht. And we just happen to mention tamei derech agav over there. But over here is the primary source about tuma. V'ibay same, or you can flip it and say the other way. Hasam ikar over there is really the primary source about a tamei person shechting hagdish. Debekachim kai, because over there, it's Zvachim, we're talking about Kachim. Hacha, I did Tana Tami B'chulin, Tana Nami, Tami B'mukdashim. But over here, since the first line of the Mishnah, Hakol Shochtin, the first two words, is about a Tamei person Shechtin Chulin, so then the next two words are also about a Tamei person. We include the din of a Tamei person Shechtin Hekdish as well. But really, the Iker din is from the Mishnah in Zvachim. It's important as we go through each shita to keep in mind what the weakness is in each shita, because at the end of the daf today, we're going to go through the whole list of why each one doesn't want to say like the other one. So the weakness in this shita, the weak point that the Gemara picked on, is we already have a Mishnah that teaches us this din, and the answers are, yeah, we do, and it's Derech Agav in one place or the other. So that's the weakness in the shita. So Frekta Gemara, Hai Tamei Ditma B'mai, what kind of Tamei person are we talking about, where if he doesn't touch the actual meat, everything's going to be fine? Elay Maditmi B'mais, if you can say that we're talking about a person who became Tamei from a mace, so a mace is an Avi Avos HaTuma. A person who becomes Tamei from a mace is an Av HaTuma. So B'chal Cherev HaMerachman Cherev HaRei K'chalol, Av HaTumahu, Litmi L'Sakin V'L'Sakin V'Tamisi L'Basar. Well, wait a second, then the guy himself is an Av HaTuma. We have a rule that Cherev HaRei K'chalol, that when a metal object touches either the mace or that which touches the mace, the metal object becomes the same level of tumah as that which it received tumah from. Generally speaking, whenever tumah transfers, at least on the Doraisa level, whenever tumah transfers, it always goes one step down. Midrabanan, sometimes there'll be goes that it actually goes backwards, but Midoraisa, generally speaking, tumah always goes one step down, with this one exception. A metal object, cherev, the sword, let's say, that kills a guy, that kills a person, that sticks in the person, so the person is an avi avos hatumah, he's a dead person. The sword also becomes an avi avos hatumah. But also, the person who touches the dead body is an av hatumah. A metal implement that he touches is also an av hatumah. This is a sugya at the very beginning of Baba Kama, when we say that the Toldosein Kiyotzi Ben or Toldosein Lav Kiyotzi Ben is cherev hareu kechalol literal? Is it mamish kechalol? No, there are some distinctions. It's not exactly like kechalol, namely that cherev hareu kechalol cannot create another cherev hareu kechalol. That's the most important distinction. A dead body can make the metal object that touches it an avi avos hatumah like itself, but the sword that killed the dead body cannot then touch another piece of metal and make the other piece of metal an avi avos hatumah. Cherev harehu kechol cannot make a cherev harehu kechol. Also, the halacha is that a kohen has an iser to be metameh the mace. He doesn't have an iser to be metameh to a cherev harehu kechol. So that was Rav Gorin's Eitz of Kohanim going to medical school. Very, very questionable whether it works or not, but his Eitz was for a Kohen to just hold a metal pen or something that had come in contact with that body. There's no iser of a Kohen being metame to cherev harehu kechalol. Memela, if he holds the cherev harehu kechalol, he's allowed to go in the room with the dead body because he's not getting any new tumah. He's already tame from the cherev harehu kechalol. That's a big question. Rav Shechter has a piece in Bikvei Atzon where he explains that the iser of a Kohen to be metame the mace is not a din in tumah; it's a din in his scarvus the mace. In which case, you're certainly in violation, even if you're already holding on to cherev harehu kechalol. So indeed. a tuma. You're not adding any tuma, but you're certainly violating the issur of iskavus lemeis based on Rav Elchanan. Okay, not for now. So anyway, so the Gemara says, wait a second. The guy himself is tamei as an avatuma. So we're saying he can shecht kachim as long as he doesn't touch the basar. Well, the knife is definitely touching the basar. The knife is metal, so the knife is the same thing as him. The knife is an avatuma also. So when it touches the basar, the sakin is tamei. The sakin of the ozel sakin v'tamisei the basar. The sakin should then turn around and be metamei the basar, just like the guy himself would have been metamei the basar. Rashi points out that you don't even need to say cherev harei chalul over here, because the halacha is the basar is metamei as tumas ochlin. It's food. Food can become a sheni. Forget about becoming a rishon l'tumah by touching an av atumah. No, food could become a sheni. So even if the guy is an av and you don't say cherev harei chalul on the knife, let's say the knife becomes a rishon, that should still be a problem, because the rishon touching the meat makes the meat a sheni, and that's also no good by kachim. You don't want the meat to become tameh, so that would still be a problem. So we just mentioned cherev harei chalul, Rashi says, because it happens to be true that it is cherev harei chalul, but you don't even need cherev harei chalul over here. The point is that it's becoming that the basar is becoming a sheni. So what kind of tumor are we talking about, that if the guy is just able to guarantee us that he didn't touch anything, then everything's okay? It must be the guy became tamei with tumas sheretz, and therefore, so the guy himself is only a rishon. So now the halacha is, food can become a sheni. A kli cannot become a sheni. A kli can only become a rishon. Kli cannot become a sheni. So the guy touches the knife. The knife doesn't become a sheni. The knife isn't tamei at all. Memelu, the knife touches the meat. Nothing happens to the meat. If the guy were to touch the meat, the guy himself is a rishon, he touches the meat, then the meat would become a sheni, because food can become a sheni. So that's why we say, as long as he's able to guarantee us that he didn't touch the meat, the knife won't cause any damage. Or maybe we say, liolam dit mi b'meis. Maybe go back to the original assumption. We're talking about a guy who was tamei to mesmeis. Ukagon shabada kromish shalkana v'shachat ba. We're not talking about where he used the knife. He took a reed that had a sharp edge. He checked to make sure there were no pegimos, that it was perfectly sharp, and he used that to shecht. So it's not a kli at all. You're allowed to shecht with anything that has a straight, sharp edge. So krami shalkana is a pshute kliyetz. Pshute kliyetz does not have a din of a kli. Memela, it's not mekabel tuma. So even though the guy who's doing the shlita is an avatuma, he is not being metame the implement that he is shechting with, because it's not a kli at all. Memela, that reed that he is shechting with is not going to be metame the basar. So that is all the end of the first explanation, the longest explanation, Rabba Bar Ula's explanation of our Mishnah, that we're talking about Tamei B'chulin and Tamei B'muktashim and Kulin Sheshachdu, that Shechitas HaKshera is talking about Tamei B'muktashim, that if he shechted it, then it's going to be, and other people saw it, then he's going to be kosher. Abaye Yomar, this shot number two. Abaye Yomar Hachi Ketani. Hakol Shechtin Vafilu Kuti. Everyone's allowed to shecht, even a Kuti is allowed to shecht. Rashi points out, which means most lo behem lechadchila lishchot to mitzvah shechzikuba he aval, since it's a mitzvah that kutim observe, shechita is a mitzvah that kutim observe, any mitzvah they observe very carefully. The only problem is they don't observe a lot of mitzvahs, but whatever they observe very, very carefully. Aval Yisrael yotzei v'nichnas lo yimshalo lishchot the afgav duhuch shechuba liatzmam ein makpidim im yochli Yisrael nevelos. The only thing is you can't just let him do it on his own, because it's true, if he were to eat from the shechita, that's fine, because the kuti is very careful about shechita, but what he's not careful about is lifnei iver. So if he's shechting for you, and you don't actually see the shechita, so then you're going to have a problem, because he doesn't hold of the din of lifnei iver l'sitan michel. What do you mean he doesn't hold of the din? He holds of the whole, everything it says in the Torah. No, but he understands lifnei iver l'sitan michel means that you're literally not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. He does not hold that it includes etzara'a, nor that it includes being machshil someone else to do an aveira. He doesn't hold that that's what lifnei iver means. Now we might hold that that's all it means. We're not the Minchas Chinuch raises the possibility that if you actually put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, that may be other Isurim, but it's not Lifnever Lositin Michal, that the Pashup Shad of Lifnever Lositin Michal is not to be Machshal Salman and Aveira. But the Kuti holds that it's just about putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So Abaye says that's what we're talking about over here. When we say Akol Shochtan, it means even a Kuti Kachecht, by Medvar Mamurim, Kashisolom and Al Gabav. But that's only if a Jew is watching him the entire time. But if the Jew is just going in and out, so then the Kuti cannot Shecht. V'im shachat, and if he did shecht, is it all for foul and it's all lost, you can't do anything? No, there's a way out. Chotech kizayis basar v'nosino. Take out a kizayis of basar from that animal that he shechted, give it to him, see if he eats it. Achlo mutar lechol mishchitaso, if he eats from it, so then you're allowed to eat from mishchita, because again, he's not going to eat it unless the shchita was done properly. Lo achlo, but if he doesn't eat it, also lechol mishchitaso, then we're not allowed to eat from mishchita, he is not careful about lifnei iver. Then the Mishnah goes on, chutz micher shot of a katan dafilu diavinami lo, whereas a cher shot of a katan is even worse. Even b'di'evit, after they shechted, there's no way out. There's no way to make it okay. Why? Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. As we said yesterday, the chereshot of a katan, we have real issues. They may have violated some of the dinim of how shechita is done. They may have been shoah, they may have delayed, they may have pushed down too hard, they may have ripped the simanim from the bottom. We don't know. V'kulin sheshechtu aheya. Then what do we do with the last line of the Mishnah? And this is going to be repetitive within each daya. We're going to keep saying this. V'kulin sheshechtu, when we say that everyone who shechts, that acherim see it, that it's okay, who's that talking about? Ilem acher shot of a katan. If it's on acher shot of a katan, Allah kai v'im shechtu mibayalei. When we were just dealing with acher shot of a katan, that was the last line of the Mishnah. It shouldn't say v'kulan, it should say v'im shechtu. And if these people who we were just referring to, namely the acher shot of a katan shechted, the fact that it says v'kulan makes it sound like it's a new topic. We're talking about different people. Ela akuti, maybe it's going back on the kuti. Well, ha'amir kishi solom in agabu shechted afilu chachila. But we said that if you saw Zomir al Gabav, then a kuti is even allowed to shecht l'chadchila. So in the end of the mission, it sounds like b'di'evet if he shechted with someone watching him, it's okay. But not l'chadchila, so kasha. So that's taka, a big kasha. That's a very difficult point in Abaye's reading of the Mishnah. So again, keep that in mind. We have to keep in mind the difficult points in each one's reading of the Mishnah. Difficult point in Abaye is it's very difficult how he understands the last line of the Mishnah is only being a din b'di'evet. Seems like it should even be a din l'chadchila. Amar Rava, and Rava says, furthermore, v'yotzei v'nichnas l'charchila, lo, is there really such a din that a Yisrael that's yotzei v'nichnas l'charchila, it's not good enough, l'charchila, you need the Yisrael there the entire time, when the kuti shechts, v'atnan, but we have a Mishnah, and Rashi points out that the context of the Mishnah is in the very last parak of Avodah Zarah, when it talks about leaving him with wine, v'atnan, aminiyach chavik chavim v'chanuso, v'yisrael yotzei v'nichnas, mutter, if you leave an ovid chavim in your store, and there's a Jew going in and out, that's good enough. So you see that l'chadchila, it's okay to have a yotzei v'nichnas. Says, well, no, hasa mikatani maniach. Does it say l'chadchil over there? It doesn't say you should leave him alone in your store as long as you yotzei v'nichnas. Ha'miniach katani. It says if you did, it's okay. That the evad, it's okay. Elamehacha, but Rava still doesn't back down. He says, still, I can't imagine that yotzei v'nichnas isn't good l'chadchil, because after all, ein ha'shomer tzarech lios yoshev mishamer alaf pishi yotzei v'nichnas muter. It says the shomer of the yayin doesn't have to sit there watching the wine the whole time. It's good enough if he's yotzei v'nichnas. So you see that that's l'chadchil. That the way that's phrased is not just a b'di'evet. It's good enough. You don't need to sit there. Go out, come back in, go out, come back in. You don't have to worry that the guy is touching anything. Yotzei v'nichnas is good enough. So Rava rejects Abaye because he can't imagine that a yotzei v'nichnas is only a din b'di'evet. Yotzei v'nichnas should even be a din l'chadchila. So basically, two weaknesses in Abaye. First of all, how does Abaye read the very last line of the Mishnah that Acher Momin al-Gabav is only a din b'di'evet? And second of all, the very concept that a yotzei v'nichnas is only a din b'di'evet and l'chadchila is no good, Rava has trouble with based on the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah about Yayin. So El Amar Rava, third approach to how to read our Mishnah. Very similar to Abaye's approach with one major adjustment. Hachi Katani, this is how to read our Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin Vafilu Kuti. Everyone can shecht, even a Kuti can shecht. Ba'medvar Amurim Kshisol Yotzei V'nichnas. That's if he sold Yotzei V'nichnas. Ah, that's L'chadchila. Yotzei V'nichnas L'chadchila is good enough. But if you didn't even have a Yotzei V'nichnas, you just
came and you found the kufi shechting, so then the etzah is to give him a kazayis basar. If he eats from it, great. If he doesn't eat from it, then you can't eat from his shechita. But then, and the Mishnah goes on. Chutz mecherishot v'katan, nafilu diavad nami lo shem yishu shem yishu shem yechlidu. Cherishot v'katan, even b'diavad, if he already did it, you cannot trust the shechita because they may have done one of these problems in the shechita. V'kulan shel shachtu aheya. Then the last line in the Mishnah, what's that going on? When we say, in all of anybody who shechts, when other people are omer al gabeim, it's good enough. Well, ilay mecherishot v'katan ala kaivim shachtu mi baylei. That's going to keep coming up. If it's going back on cherishot v'katan, well, then it should have said v'im shachtu, not v'kulan shel shachtu. Ella akuti, so it must be going back on the din of the kuti. But ha'amr tafil yotzei v'nichnas shachad l'chachila. But wait a second. By the what are we saying then in the last line of the Mishnah? That if a kuti shachts and there were acherim omer al gabav, there were other people watching him the entire time. B'diavad, it's okay. What are you talking about? According to Rava, even if you just have a yotzei v'nichnas l'chachila, that's okay. Even just having yotzei v'nichnas would be absolutely fine l'chachila. So you don't even need omer al gabav, and it's certainly not a din b'dieved. So kasha. So Rava is going to have a difficult time with that last line of the Mishnah. Meaning, the same problem we had with Abaye is even stronger according to Rava. We just don't have that second problem with Rava of the stiro with the yayin, that yotzei v'nichnas should be good l'charchila. So the weakness in Rava's approach is the fact that the last line of the Mishnah doesn't seem to read straight according to Rava's approach. Right? That's the weakness in Rava's approach. Okay, the din of a shechita of a kuti. So we have these two deos of Abaye and Rava. So Abaye and Rava basically disagree with the shechita's kuti whether you need the chachila yisrael min al gabav or it's good enough to have a yotzei v'nichnas. Right, that's the issue. Now it happens to be we paskin that shechita's kuti is going to be asr anyway, even if yisrael is min al gabav, because the gemara is going to say later on davav that they made him kegayim gemurim. But that's a din drabanan. We're talking about now meikra din before they made that din. Do you need Omer al Gabav, or is it good enough to have Yotzei v'Nichnas? Now there are two deos and Tosos over here in Dibra Maskel HaMiniach. According to Abaye, if Yotzei v'Nichnas works b'dieved, meaning if you said Yotzei v'Nichnas, Abaye says the Chachil Yotzei v'Nichnas isn't good enough. What if you did it? You had a Yotzei v'Nichnas. Now b'dieved, is it okay? Well, the Gemara says, well, b'dieved, give the Kuti a kazayis and see if he eats it. That's going to solve all your b'dieved problems. What if he's not around? You can't give him a kazayis. Can you rely on the yotzei v'nichnas b'dieved? So the first day in Tosfos is that his shechita is aser. Even b'dieved, yotzei v'nichnas isn't going to work. Second day of Tosfos is that even Abaye would be moda b'dieved, that it would be good enough to rely on the yotzei v'nichnas in a b'dieved situation. What are Abaye and Rava arguing about? So Rav Shechter points out b'shem the Rav in the Shirei Rav that perhaps within the first day of Tosfos, let's at least go with that one. We're not going to have time for both, but within the first day of Tosos, that b'dieved, it's going to be asu, that Abaye holds Yotzei v'nichnas does not work at all, l'chora may be totally on the following issue. There's the following chakira. Why is it mutter to eat from the shechita of a mumcha? Is it because the shochet has ne'amanus to say that he shechted properly, and it's a din of ne'amanus, eirech onem b'surin, he's believed to say everything went properly, or maybe anyway, even without ne'amanus, it's mutter to eat from a shechita, because since he's a mumcha, and the behema is shechted, so chazaka, that it's neshchat karoi, that it's chazaka, that the shechita was done properly. So that issue might be a machlokas rishonim. The Raman, Simon Aleph Sifhei, writes that if a katan shechts, bein olav ein atzmo, his shechita is pasul, even if he knows Hilchos Shechita. And the Shach writes, why? Why is it problematic if we know that he knows Hilchos Shechita? Because he doesn't have ne'amanus. So what do you see? The din of trusting someone shechita is the din in the ne'amanus of the shochet. Whereas the tour in Siman Aleph paskins that if the katan is a mumcha and he knows how to hold his hand steady, his shechita is kasher b'dieved even if other people don't watch him. Why? Because it's not a din in ne'amanus, it's a din in a chazaka that it's nishchat karoi. That if you had someone who knew what he was doing the shechita, and you see the animal is nishchat lefanav, so it's a chazaka on the animal, that the animal is shechted properly. Not a din in the ne'amanus of the person doing the shechita. So once you say that, that we paskin like the Ramah, that you need nemanus of the shochet to be matter the shechita. Now maybe we can explain the machlokas Abaye and Rava if an umdana is going to be good enough. Meaning an umdana that you had a yotzei v'nichnas, you had some going in and out, some stomach, they did it properly, is that good enough? When you need edus of two people, like by dinin fashas, dinin mamanus, an umdana is not good enough. If you didn't see every single element of it, it's not good enough to assume. I saw Reuven running after Shimon into a churva, and then I come in later and I see Shimon dead and Reuven with a bloody knife in his hand. That's just an umdana. You didn't see the murder? That's not good enough for edus. That's all sugin sanhedrin lam zayin and beis. But does umdana work when you only need an eid echad? When it comes to ne'amanus be surin, not when it comes to ne'amanus of dinin fashas dinin mamnus. So it could be that's the machlok sabayin rava. Abaye says that umdana doesn't work for isurin, and since you need ne'amanus of an eid echad, ne'amanus is one thing, but umdana is not going to work. To have just an umdana that I think it happened okay because I was yotzei v'nichnas, so mustam, if I fill in the blanks in my mind, it seems to have happened okay, that's not good enough. Whereas Rava holds, even though an umdana doesn't work when you need two aidim, but when it comes to Yisurim and you only need one aid, then an umdana will work. In that situation, the umdana will work. That's within the first day of Tosos that Abaye would hold, that Yosef Nichnas won't even work with Yevet, it's all because of the din of Umdana. Okay, let's go Vaitu now. Fourth approach of the Gemara in terms of how to understand our Mishnah, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Ketan. Rav Ashi says, this is what our Mishnah is saying. Hakol Shochtin Vafil Yisrael Mumar. Who can shecht? Even Yisrael Mumar, even a Jew who violates halacha. Mumar lemai, so what kind of Mumar? What do you mean? What's he typically in violation of? Lechel nevelos l'teyavim. Talking about a guy who eats nevelos all the time when he's hungry. He's on the road and all there is a McDonald's, so he'll go into the McDonald's. He's not worried about eating nevelos. Not lahachis. He's not angry at God or anything. He has taivas. Some people have taivas to speak lashon hara. This guy has taivas to eat nevelos. So that's what he does. So His shchita is hakol shochtin. Uchidrava damar Rava Yisrael mumar achol nevelos teavon bodek sakin v'nosin lo umutol achol mishchita so. And this is assuming like the shita of Rava that if you have a mumar who eats nevelos teavon, you can check his knife, let him shecht, and that's it, and that's good enough, and you're allowed to eat from a shchita. Aval lo bodek v'nosin lo yishchot. But if you didn't check the sakin before you gave it to him, then he's not allowed to shecht. You can't have him shecht. Why? Because he's not going to check the sakin. He doesn't care. He's not going to spend time to make sure that it doesn't turn out to be a nevela because he eats nevelos. He doesn't mind about nevelos. So he's not going to invest any time in to make sure it's not a nevela. V'im shachat. What if he did shecht and you didn't check the knife in advance? So is there any etzah? So yeah, there's an etzah. Bodek sakino achrav, you just check the knife after he's done. Nimse sakino yafa, so if the knife doesn't have any pegimos in it now, then it certainly didn't have pegimos in it when he was shechting. So mutar lechol mishchitaso, so you can eat from the shechita. V'im lav, also lechol mishchitaso, but if you check afterwards and it does have a pegimos, so then you would not be allowed to eat from the shechita. So that's the first line of the Mishnah, that a kol shochtin means a mumar that's ochel nevelos l'teyavon, as long as you check the knife, you can give it to him l'chad chila. And shchitaso k'shera means, if you didn't check the knife, so afterwards you can check the knife, and b'diavon it would be okay. Chutz mi'cher shod v'katan d'afilu d'yavon namilo, shami yishu shami yidrusu shami yachlidu. Cher shod v'katan can even b'diavon, if they already shechted, it's no good, maybe they messed up. Then v'kulan sheshachtu aheya. What's the last line of the Mishnah going on? Same problem. If it's going on the Chereshot of Katan, it should say V'im Shachtu, not V'kulin Shachtu. Ella, a Yisrael Mumar. Must be going on the Yisrael Mumar case, that we say that that if someone was Omer Al Gabav, it's okay. Well, what do you mean? If someone is Omer Al Gabav, that's when Yisrael Mumar is okay. Either Baduk Sakman Al Sinlo Hamar Shachil Chachila. What do you mean? If you check the knife, so it's not only a Din B'Dievit, if someone was Omer Al Gabav, it's okay. If you check the knife, L'Chachila, you're allowed to let him Shecht. Ella de loba, there must be a case he didn't check the knife. Well, idi isay the sakin of the kahashta. But we already discussed what you do if you didn't check the knife and he already shechted. Check the knife now. So check it right now. V'delaysay the sakin of the knife is not around. Then if the knife isn't around, what does it help the fact that people saw him? If at the end of the day we're still concerned that maybe he shechted with the sakin paguma, and there's no way to check because the knife is gone. So what? I don't care that there were acherim ro and omer al gabav. I can't see a pagima in the knife when I'm standing right next to the shochet. It has to be checked by running it along the fingernail or fingertip. You need to check it properly. So kasha. So that's the weakness within the Shita of Rav Ashi. So two important things to remember about the Shita of Rav Ashi so that the end of the daf will be less confusing for us. Number one, the weakness in Rav Ashi of how does he understand the last line of the Mishnah, when would you ever need a Gadol Omer Al Gabav, and when would it ever help to have a Gadol Omer Al Gabav if we're dealing with the Begim and the Sakin? The other important thing to remember about Rav Ashi is that his whole Shita in how to read the Mishnah relied on a statement of Rava that a Mum Aruch L'Nevel S'Teyavon is allowed to shecht as long as he checked the knife. That was a statement of Rava. And keep in mind, we had Rava give his own pshat in the Mishnah. So Rav Ashi relies on a totally different statement of Rava. So that's obviously going to cause problems. Why didn't Rava rely on a Rava? So okay, next. Ravina, the fifth understanding of our Mishnah. Ravina Amar Hachi Ketani. This is the way to read the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin means Hakol Mumchin Shochtin. Anyone who's a Mumcha is allowed to Shecht. Mumcha means he knows the Halachos. Mumcha means sounds like even though he's not muchzak to have actually done it. We don't know if he has the ability to do it, if he has the steadiness of his hands, if he knows how to avoid becoming queasy and fainting. We don't know any of that. We just know that he's an expert in the halachos. He studied the laws really well. So such a person could shecht l'chachila. That's only if we give him a bechina, we know that he knows hilchos shechita. But if we don't know that he knows hilchos shechita, so then lo yishchot, then he's not supposed to shecht. Then we can't have him shecht. Vim shachat, both can also yodeh alom rechus shkita, mutal echel mishkita. So, vim ma'avasal echel mishkita. So what if he didn't, we didn't have a chance to give him a bechina beforehand? Well, all is not lost. We can give him a bechina right afterwards. And if he knows hilchus shkita, great. So then you can eat from it. If not, no good. Then the next line in the Mishnah, so that's the B'diavad line of the Mishnah. If he already shechted, give him a bechina then. Then the next line in the Mishnah, everyone understands that line the same. I don't know why the Gemara keeps on repeating it. V'kulon sheshachtu aheya, then what's v'kulon sheshachtu going on? If it's going on the case of chereshot v'katan, well, we were just talking about that. V'im shachtu mi bayalei. It should say v'im shachtu. Again, that line also, I don't know why the Gemara keeps coming up with that hava amina. We keep rejecting that have a meaning based on the lashon of the Mishnah. Ella, so what's v'kulon sheshachtu going on? Ashein mumchin, someone who's not an expert. So bebot kenos asagi. What do you mean? Just check him, give him a bechina, and that would be enough. What do you mean? If a gadol is omid al gabav. So says Gemara, the last day the kaman to live decay. He wasn't around. He left town, so we couldn't give him the bechina afterwards. Now that we have a shor shachot lefanecha, we have the animal shechted in front of us. Can we eat it? No one ever gave the shochet a bechina. So that's what the last line is saying. That if there was someone omid al gabav and saw that it was done properly, you don't need any bechinas. If you saw that it was done properly, so then it was done properly, and that's fine. Notice there's no kasha on Ravina's answer. We haven't come up with a weakness for Ravina's teretz. Okay, for Ravina's way of reading the Mishnah. V'ikadamri, there's another way that Ravina, another version of Ravina, and this is the sixth way to read the Mishnah. V'ikadamri, Ravina amar hachik tani. Ravina says as follows. This is how the Mishnah reads. Hakol shochtin, hakol muchzakin shochtin. Hakol shochtin means everyone is muchzak, meaning everyone that we saw him shecht many times. Muchzak means we saw him shecht many times well, and he didn't mess up. Muchzakin afal pishein mumchin means even if we don't know anything, if he knows the hilchos shechita or not, as long as we've seen him shecht, that's good enough. He can shecht as long as we've seen him do it, even if we don't know if he knows intellectually all the laws. He's not going to be able to tell you every shach and taz and pischi tshuva. But medvar mamurim sheshachtu lefaneinu beizu gimel pamim v'lo nesalif. That's only if we've seen him do it two or three times without passing out. Aval lo shach lefaneinu beizu gimel pamim lo yishchot shemi yisalif. But if he hasn't done it, you can't let him shecht lechachila because we don't know if he can, and therefore he might pass out. V'im shachad v'amar bari li shalom nesalafti shkitasuk shera. But if he shechts and he says, I am certain I retain consciousness the entire time, I knew exactly what I was doing, so shechit is kosher. That's the first line of the Mishnah. I mean, that's the second line about Bediyeved, that even if he hasn't been tried and tested to see that he's not in the Salaf, if he shechted Bediyeved and he's able to tell us that he's sure that he did it, that he wasn't in the Salaf, so then it's fine. Chutz mi'cheir shadvakat nafil diyeved nami lo shem yishu shem yishu shem yechlidu. Cheir shadvakat and even b'diyeved is no good because they might mess up. V'kulon sheshachtu aheya. Then what's v'kulon sheshachtu going on? I lema cheir shadvakat on alakai v'im shachtu mi'vayilei. Again, same problem. Ela asha'in muchzakin. So v'kulon sheshachtu, we said, when do you need the God the Lomid al-Gabav? On the case of the ein muchzak, of the person that we haven't seen actually perform shchitos. But you don't need to go to Lomid al Gabov. We just said it's good enough if the guy says, I'm sure I wasn't Nisalev. You don't need to go to Lomid al Gabov in that case. He's not around to ask him if he was Nisalev. So then, go to Lomid al Gabov is good enough. The go to Lomid al Gabov says, looked like everything was fine, and he didn't seem to have passed out. That would be good enough. So again, no kasha. The Gemara doesn't leave any kasha on the second version of Ravina either. So now what the Gemara does is just between here and the two dots at the bottom is try to figure out why, of these six ways of reading the Mishnah, why each one didn't say like the other. So Ravina, Virava Bar Ula, Kabai Virava, Rav Ashi lo Amri. The reason that Ravina and Rav Barula didn't want to say like Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi is just very simple. Mishum Dekash Luvukulan. Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi were the three shitos that we had in a row that all couldn't read the last line of the Mishnah. Because the last line of the Mishnah said, B'dievet, it's okay if you have a Gadol Omer al Gabav. According to Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi, that didn't work. Because Abaye and Rava said, we're talking about a Kuti. So the Gadol Omer al Gabav, the Gadol Omer al Gabav would even be kasher l'chadchila if you have a Yisrael Omer al Gabav, so it wouldn't only be a din b'di'eved. And Ravashi was the one that said that we're talking about a Yisrael Mumar. So we had trouble with that line as well, because all you have to do is make sure that the knife was not pogum, and if you didn't check, Gadol Omer al Gabav won't help. So they all have problems with that last line of the Mishnah of Vekulan. So that's why they don't hold like those shitos. Kula Karab Barula Lamri, the reason why none of the other five hold like the first explanation of Rab Barula, that we're talking about a Tameh Shechtin Chulin, and then a Tameh Shechtin Kodesh in the second line, well, because remember, what was the weakness in Rab Barula? Is that we already had a Mishnah that talked about a Tameh Shechtin Kodesh. And we said, oh, well, maybe that Mishnah is Zikr, this one is Tafel, this one is Zikr, that one is Tafel. Well, Lahachlish and Damat Hachi Iker, Adraba Hasam Iker, the Bukachim Kai. According to the Lashon that says that over here is the Iker, you could just as cogently argue that over there is the Iker, because that's where it's dealing with Kachim in Zvachim. La'achlus shadamar tasam Iker, the sheet that holds over there is the Iker by Zvachim. Vach ayin tam tamei b'chulin, tam nami tamei muktashin. Over here we only mention tamei because we're already mentioning tamei by chulin, so we mention tamei muktashim. Well, tamei b'chulin gufei lo itzrichlei. We don't even really need to mention tamei b'chulin over here because chulin shenasal taras kodesh lav kodesh tamei. The whole reason why tamei b'chulin is needed over here is because we're assuming that chulin shenasal taras kodesh has a din of Kodesh, and that's why it's a chiddush that a tamei person can shech chulin that's not sal taras hakodesh. But if you hold chulin shnas sal taras hakodesh has a din of chulin, there's no chiddush that a tamei can shech chulin. It's just plain old chulin, so you wouldn't even need the first line of the Mishnah. So that's why they don't like that first approach of Rabba Bar Ula. Kula Karavina lo Amri. The reason they don't like Ravina's approach. Right, Ravina is the last two versions. So again, we said, remember, that there were no kashas we left on Ravina. So why do they not want to say like Ravina? Well, if the issue is about mumchin versus not mumchin, well, rov mitzuyin etzel shkita are mumchin, so it's not an issue. The Mishnah shouldn't be saying, b'di'evet, if the guy's not a mumcha, you can't let him shech. If you don't know that he's a mumcha, what do you mean? Most people who shecht, you can rely on the rov. Most people who shecht, you can rely that they're a mumcha. According to the second version of Ravina, that you have to have seen that he can actually do it, that he can actually shecht in the past. So lalufei lo cheshinam. Nah, there's no such din that lechadchili you can't let him shecht if you haven't seen him do it before. We're not choshesh, a guy's going to pass out. Well, we don't have to be choshesh for such things. That's why they don't hold of Ravina. Rav lo amar kabaye. Why didn't Rav say like Abaye? Well, that's an easy one. Kikushya. Because Rav asked the kasha on Abaye. Rav told us why he doesn't hold like Abaye, because he doesn't understand why Yosef and Nichla shouldn't even be okay lechadchila. He had a raya from a mission in Avodah Zarah. Abaye lo amar k'rava. Why didn't Abaye want to say like Rav? Because Abaye didn't think that raya from Avodah Zarah was a good raya. Hasam lo naga, hacha naga. In Avodah Zarah over there, we're talking about where he wasn't touching it. Over here, so therefore, Yotzev Nichnas is good enough. Over here, he's obviously touching the animal because you asked him to shecht it. So therefore, Yotzev Nichnas won't be good enough. L'chadchila. So Abaye doesn't think you can compare it at all to the case of Avodah Zarah. Rav Ashi lomar kitravayu. The reason Rav Ashi didn't say like either Abaye or Rava, who both said it's talking about kutim, kasavar kutim gerei arayos saying, is because he holds kutim are gayim. Kutim are geri arayos, they do not have the status of Jews at all, and therefore obviously they can't shecht. So our Mishnah can't be saying that l'chachila it's okay for a kuti to shecht. Abaye lo amar k'ravashi, Abaye doesn't want to say like Ravashi, Because Rav Ashi, remember we said, what was the weakness of Rav Ashi? He relied on, aside from the fact that he can't read the last line of the Mishnah, is that he relied on Rava's statement that a mumar, l'teyavon, is all you got to do is make sure there are no pekimus in the knife and he's good. So Abai didn't want to say like that, lo svir lehada Rava, because he doesn't hold of Rava's idea that a mumar l'teyavon, all you need to do is check the knife and you'll see that it's good enough. But why didn't Rava say like Rav Ashi? If the whole din of Rava was all based on Rava's statement of the Mumar L'Teavon, El Rava, my time, Lomar Kishmaite. Why didn't Rava at least follow his own Shita and therefore come up with Rav Ashi's approach that it's all about a Mumar? So the Dvar of Da'abai Kamar V'Leilu Svirle. No, when Rava said, Rava was only saying, when he said Yisrael Mumar is Mutal Chalchilu B'dika Sakin, when Rava spoke about Akuti, he was only responding to Abai, saying, if you want to be Mokum the Mishnah, we're talking about a kuti, but don't say that Yotzei V'Nichnas isn't good enough. Yotzei V'Nichnas shouldn't be even good L'Chadchila. But in terms of Mumar, Rava Eino Chinami could say like Rav Ashi and perhaps would say like Rav Ashi. Okay, there's a lot to discuss about this. Rav Mitzvah Yinei Tzal Shechita, maybe we'll lead off with that tomorrow, Bezer Hashem.